An experimental school in a suburb of Beijing has become the first in China to revive systematic training in the Confucian classics. Reformers and educators hope the school marks the beginning of a renaissance for China's traditional culture. It has been disappearing rapidly after decades of social revolution and modern commercialism. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Young students at the experimental Shengtao School in Beijing are reciting from memory passages from the Shenglu Qimeng, a Qing Dynasty primer in natural and Chinese history. Before the Communist Revolution in 1949, this rhyming textbook was a staple of private education. It is mostly in classical Chinese, which is incomprehensible to most modern Chinese, somewhat as Latin is to Westerners. According to ancient teaching principles, the students memorize the text first and learn their meanings later. Besides the 20% of their class time devoted to the classics, the students learn English, computers, science, and other items required by a state-mandated curriculum. Extracurricular activities also emphasize traditional culture. Students learn calligraphy with horsehair brushes, practice Buddhist martial arts, and pluck at ancient Chinese zithers. The Shengtao School was established 2 years ago. It now has around 80 students whose parents pay almost $2,000 for a year's tuition, room, and board, a hefty sum for most Beijing residents. Since the government allowed them to reappear in 1992, around 50 private schools have emerged in Beijing, catering to an elite 1% of the city's school-aged children. The test of Shengtao's educational experiment is whether its graduates can compete in a system where only 4% of high school students can go on to attend 4 years at a liberal arts college. One of the school's founders is Shu Yi, son of the famous novelist and playwright Lao She, and director of the Museum of Modern Literature in Beijing. Shu talks about his vision of the school's role.
I should have a special education to make Chinese literature.
We need to have special education that will preserve classical literature and traditional culture, at least among a small number of people. This way, at least they will be able to go and teach others, be able to read and understand these works, or even become experts in this field. I think this is worth this risk.
For centuries, mastery of the Confucian classics was the route to officialdom, wealth, and status, before the imperial system of civil service examinations was abolished in 1905. The system provided opportunities for social mobility and reinforced the country's respect for learning. But it also relied on rote memorization and discouraged creative thinking. It produced a blind faith in authority and discriminated against women. Although he himself was an avid reader of the classics, Chairman Mao tried to destroy many vestiges of traditional culture in his effort to build a new society, and the study of the classics was banned for much of his reign. Today, China's education system has dumped much, but not all, of the ideological baggage of the Maoist era. But education experts such as Yang Dongping say that it has also dumped much of China's humanist tradition. Yang says that since the 1950s, China's education system has emphasized science and technology over the humanities. In past, education's function was to cultivate moral character. But this function, he says, has been neglected in China's modern educational system. Yang notes that China's colleges have a lower proportion of humanities to science courses than any other major nation. At Shengtao, the ethics are built into the classic text that the children memorize. The texts teach putting integrity before personal gain, self-cultivation, respect for elders, and other values often neglected in modern society. Shui adds to that list the gumption to stand up for one's principles in the face of oppression.
We call it guqi, backbone. That means that I cannot be suppressed by strong powers. I will stick to the truth. You can even execute me, but I will speak the truth.
That virtue, Shu says, is in short supply among today's Chinese intellectuals.
If a lot of children have a correct understanding of this courage, in the future they will become the backbone of Chinese society. They will stand firm.
The young kids say they like studying at Shengtao, and their parents say that the kids appear more mature and knowledgeable than those in public schools. How Shengtao graduates will find their place in modern society remains to be seen. Shu says that if he has to, he will create high schools and colleges to finish the job of educating specialists in China's Confucian literature and culture. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.